I'm Mark Huffman with the Daily Crypto Report from Money Watch Radio. There are a lot of people who don't like cryptocurrencies, and apparently Bill Gates is one of them. The former Microsoft CEO told a Reddit Ask Me Anything session that he believes cryptocurrencies are aiding criminals and terrorists by hiding their financial transactions from the government. He then suggested that cryptocurrencies are killing people in a fairly direct way. Predictably, that comment produced an uproar in the crypto community. Charles Hayter, CEO of Crypto Compare, told Newsweek Gates' comments were true to an extent, but slightly naive. One group that does seem to like cryptocurrencies is the millennial generation. According to Fortune magazine, crypto is creating jobs and inspiring startups, and it's largely millennials powering this trend. After all, Fortune points out, millennials grew up with digital and now do everything from getting a taxi and ordering food to finding employment and booking vacations differently from their parents. Chipmaker NVIDIA may owe some of its recent Wall Street success to cryptocurrencies. The company's stock surged throughout 2017, largely attributed to its gaming business. But SafeHaven.com reports part of the chipmaker's success stemmed from the huge demand for cryptocurrency mining rigs. It reports specialized tech was flying off the shelves as NVIDIA tried to keep miners supplied with GPUs. NVIDIA is also a trailblazer in blockchain technology. Along with its chief competitor AMD, NVIDIA supplies the GMUs that allow for the digital ledger that keeps cryptocurrencies trading. Amazon is into everything else, so why not its own cryptocurrency? Well, it could happen. A survey by LendEDU found just over half of Amazon customers embrace the idea of an Amazon coin that could be used to make purchases on the site. The percentage was higher for Prime members. That's the Daily Crypto Report for Money Watch Radio. I'm Mark Huffman.